Recorded Books presents One Real American, The Life of Ely S. Parker, Seneca Sachem and Civil War General, by Joseph Bruschak. Narrated by Daryl Dennis. Note: The Six Nations of the Haudenosaunee, the people of the Longhouse, have been known by different names since the coming of Europeans. Although they did not originally use those names themselves, such names as Iroquois for the Haudenosaunee, the people of the Longhouse, and Seneca for the Onondaga, the Great Hill People, have become so familiar and commonly used that contemporary Haudenosaunee people are comfortable with those names and use them on a daily basis. They appear in the historic record of federal and government relations with the Senecas and Iroquois as a whole. Ely S. Parker, in his writings and everyday life, referred to himself as Seneca and to the Six Nations as the League of the Iroquois. It is for those reasons that I've chosen to use Iroquois and Seneca throughout this book. Some Iroquois names in this book are hyphenated, and some are not, and some are written both ways, which reflects the way that Iroquois words were written in English in different time periods and by different writers. 1. A meeting at Appomattox. I was present at the meeting of the two generals commanding the two great contending armies, Grant and Lee, the one quiet, modest, and reticent, the other dignified, but broken. I saw the one write his terms for surrender, and the other his acceptance of the same. I hold in my hand an original of General Grant's terms of surrender in his own handwriting, and which I, as military secretary, transferred into ink before it was passed to Lee. From General Ely S. Parker's autobiography. April 9, 1865, was a warm spring Sunday in the town of Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. Accompanied by several members of his staff, General Ulysses S. Grant approached the house of Wilmer McLean, who had offered the use of his parlor for the signing of General Robert E. Lee's terms of surrender of the Army of Northern Virginia. It was an event in that modest two-story building that would mark the formal conclusion of hostilities between the North and South. Although there were other battles lasting until the Cherokee Confederate General Stand Watie gave up in June of that year, it would bring an end to the American Civil War, one of the most brutal struggles in the history of the United States. Inside that house, dressed in a new full uniform and wearing the ceremonial sword given to him by his beloved home state of Virginia, Robert E. Lee, the brilliant Southern commander, waited. That uniform, as Grant himself would later note in his memoirs, was a contrast to what the leader of the Union forces appeared in. In my rough traveling suit, the uniform of a private with the straps of a lieutenant general, I must have contrasted very strangely with a man so handsomely dressed, 6 feet high and of faultless form. But this was not a matter that I thought of until afterwards. Lee's retreat, after Petersburg and Richmond fell into Union hands, had been blocked by Grant, the charismatic Southern leader's only choice, one he found hard to make, had been to accept defeat. He'd sent a note to Grant asking for an interview to discuss terms of surrender. That note, as Grant's personal secretary, Brevet Brigadier General Ely S. Parker, would later recall, was read by Grant with no outward show of emotion. That was no surprise, for Grant was famously taciturn. Grant's staff, however, reacted quite differently. As Parker put it, the staff had a little jollification of their own on the lonely road in the woods by cheering, throwing up their hats, and performing such other antics as their tired limbs and dignity would permit. Grant's reply to Lee, written by Parker, who was always by his side, indicated his readiness to meet. It was delivered by one of Grant's aides, General Orville Elias Babcock, who now stood waiting for Grant in front of the house's wide front porch. While he ushered the Union's commanding general up the steps and into the parlor, the rest of Grant's staff sat down on the porch, but only for a moment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?